In Acts chapter 4, something struck me the other day as I was preparing to preach a sermon on God as creator. I noticed that Peter and John are in the temple in chapter 3 of Acts. They have healed a man that was lame, and then they got in trouble for it. They're brought before the council, and they preach to them. They're beaten, and they're warned not to, you know, preach any more in the name of Jesus, but they refuse to accept that. They go back to the fellow believers, and this is the interesting thing. They start to pray, and they pray to God. In fact, they use the word master, despota, and they say, "You are the one that made the heavens and the earth, the sea and everything that's in it. And you spoke by our father David, by the Holy Spirit." And they quote Psalm 2 about why do the nations rage and conspire against the Lord and his anointed one. And they say, we saw this played out with Herod and Pilate and the people conspiring against Jesus. And here's the interesting thing. Then they said, you ordained this by your hand and by your will. And now stretch out your hand to give us boldness to witness and to preach your word and to heal and to do signs and wonders. This is the cool part. They understood that the God of creation not just made the heavens and the earth, he made destiny. He made actually the whole plan of Jesus was preordained. And the idea is this, that what we saw happen, David knew by the Holy Spirit because it had already been preordained, which also includes what's going on now. So there's the hand of God in leading up to this point, but now they're praying that God's hand again comes through and affects human life in the now. There's this sort of predestination versus free choice all at the same time. It's an amazing theological understanding that they had, that everything is in God's hands. We are trusting that the God who made the heavens and the earth knew what he was doing. He knew who would be in charge. He knew who would be the rulers. He knew what they would do. That's the idea, that God already said by David what Herod and Pilate would do. And here's the other side. God wants to do something now. Stretch out your hand. And through us, let your hand touch people's lives to heal, to see signs and wonders. And so it was. And so I'm just saying to you, out of this, do you have a revelation of God as creator? It's nice to look outside and see all that God has done, and we marvel at his creation. We marvel at God who made the heavens and the earth. You go out to nature, whether to the ocean or to the mountains, you just start to have this awe of God who made such an amazing earth, an amazing sky, an amazing nature. But I want you to understand, he made your destiny. He made us for what he wants us to be and what he wants us to do. I want you to have a revelation of a God who knew what was going to happen to you. He has ordained for you to make it, not to fail, not to fall alongside of the road. He knew what was going to happen with Jesus. He knew what was going to happen with the apostles. He knew which of them would die. He knew which of them would be martyred. And they all embraced their destinies, but they also asked God to do things. And I'm saying to you, don't just accept the trial in front of you as, I guess I have to suffer. No, ask God, pray, expect that God wants to move. But know this, the trial you're in is not a surprise to God. He knew what the evil people would do. He knew what people would decide about you. He knew what people would decide against his church and his saints. And we are facing every fight in faith in a God who knew what was coming. Jesus knew what was coming. He knew that he was going to be crucified. He knew that he was going to be rise from the dead. I know I am going to rise from the dead one day. I know that I'm on this planet to obey God and to follow the destiny he set for me. But I also know that God wants to move as I call upon him. So should you. And I bless you with that thought in Jesus' name.